producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. If you're just joining us, we've got a lively show. You missed a good one. We still got a lot more to go as listeners tune in, not just in America, but all over the world on the World Wide Web. And sure glad you're, if you're a newcomer, go to my website at jimbrownusa.com. We put up lots of fun things. I write a column every week about issues we talk about. You can see the schedule. So again, go to www.jimbrownusa.com. Well, Donald Trump stays in the news this week. He offered his tax plan, what he would do to change the tax structure to make America more competitive. Does it make any sense or not? At least I'm glad he's offering a plan. I think only he and Jeb Bush have offered any plan. The Democrats haven't offered anything along these lines. Trump has kind of a complicated plan that he says everybody will love. Well, will they? Let's try to get a few more specifics about the Trump tax plan and put it all in perspective for us. Gabby Morangelo writes for the Washington Examiner, a newspaper out of Washington, D.C. She's written about the plan, and she's with us here today. Hey, Gabby, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, you kind of give us a little overview about this Trump plan. He talks about the fact that no zero rate for millions of Americans, and that there's no effect on the deficit. It seems like he's giving off a lot away, and he says no more increase in the deficit. Give us a little summary of what the Trump tax plan does from your perspective, having studied this.
Right. Well, the zero rate is the centerpiece of his tax plan. That's something that he's touting heavily. And what that would do is he wants to consolidate the existing seven income brackets, federal income tax brackets, down to four. He would eliminate them, bring it down.
Gabby, let me stop you right there so our listeners understand this. So there are, you say, combined down to four. You say there are seven different brackets for Americans based on their income right now. Is that how it is?
There are, and Trump and several other GOP candidates are trying to simplify the current tax code and bring those brackets down to, in his case, four different tax brackets.
Okay.
So, and one of which is a 0% tax bracket, and that's where you get the term zero rate. And so he wants to eliminate federal income taxes for any individual earning $50,000 or $25,000 or less, and any couple earning $50,000 or less annually. And right now, according to several analyses of this plan, that would impact around 31 million Americans. So roughly 30 million Americans would no longer be paying federal income taxes.
Well, if you're making, if you're making, say, less than $25,000, do you pay taxes right now? I think a lot of us think that people only making $25,000 a year don't pay any taxes anyway. Do you happen to know if there's, how big a bite that's going to take out of what people pay?
Well, it is something that would impact millions of Americans. The Americans for Tax Reform said that, this plan helps out, or it helps several Americans who are in that income threshold. And it's not only his zero rate plan, but he's also out there advocating for additional or a one-time repatriation on corporate cash earned abroad. That's one piece that he's been advocating as part of his plan. He's, taken aim at hedge funds on the campaign trail, and that's the one part of his plan that he says, this is my promise to take aim at corporations and hedge funds abroad. And it's the third policy paper that Trump has issued. He's spoken on immigration. He's issued his positions on the Second Amendment. And so we are seeing him get down, double down and offer some substance. His tax plan is just another example of that.
Well, let me ask you this. Are other candidates, from what your observations, I haven't noticed that many of the other candidates out there are offering specific plans. I guess they are. I just maybe not that tuned into it. But, for example, is Jeb Bush, doesn't he have his tax plan? Are they all trying to put out plans? Or obviously the Trump plan gets a lot of notice because of him leading in the polls and you know, very insightful in terms of what he says. But do all the candidates have plans out there, or is Trump unique in this regard?
No, for the most part, most candidates have offered detailed plans on what their tax reform policies would be. And Trump's plan actually builds off of the plan that former Florida Governor Jeb Bush offered earlier this month, or early in September. Jeb Bush's plan would impact or eliminate federal income taxes for about 15 million Americans. And so Trump, with that zero rate tax bracket, would build that out to around 31 million Americans. Marco Rubio has also offered a detailed tax plan, of which many critics have said is really similar to what Mitt Romney offered in 2012. Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson, I mean, several GOP candidates are out there. Rand Paul has offered he's out there touting what he calls the fair and flat tax. So it's definitely at the centerpiece of several candidates' campaigns.
I understand. So,
tax reform.
Now, when you talked about this overseas money, as I understand it, right now corporations can stash a lot of their profits on overseas activities in that company. If they're an American company, they don't get taxed on it, and Trump is going to give you a one-time low rate to bring your money back into the country, and then from that point on, you'll be paying a higher rate for any profit you make overseas. Am I summarizing that correctly?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a stalwart critic of corporations who ship jobs overseas, and that frustration manifests itself in his tax plan. Like you said, he wants to include a one-time repatriation of corporate cash held overseas, and he would tax that at a 10% rate. And he's promised to also end the deferral of taxes on corporate cash earned income abroad. So that is one thing that's specific about his plan. But what's even more interesting is, you know, he doesn't touch at all on the payroll tax in his tax plan. And the 1.2% tax hike that he is, you know, advocating on hedge fund managers is a lot lower than many would have expected, given all of his rhetoric against hedge fund managers on the campaign trail. So there's still some vague and rather controversial areas in the tax plan.
Okay, well, that's interesting to see how he's balanced all of that. And the final thing is that nobody pays more than 15%, correct? That's a ceiling. You don't go above 15%, whether you're the biggest corporation in America or the mom-and-pop store. Is that right?
Yes. On businesses, I mean, that's exactly what you said. During the reveal of his tax plan, he said, you know, I would no longer force any business, you know, whether it's a Fortune 500 or a mom-and-pop business, to pay more than 15% of their business income in taxes. And, I mean, that really speaks to a number of Americans. What we've seen over the past 6 years, and that's under the Obama administration, is increased taxes, increased regulation, which many have said are hurting small businesses and hurting the creation of small businesses. And that's one thing that, you know, several Republican candidates are trying to zero in on, and specifically Donald Trump with his promise, you know, not tax business income over 15%.
I got you. Well, we'll be hearing more about both Trump's plan and plans from other candidates in this race. This becomes a huge issue of Americans feeling like they're paying way too much and how you get the money together. Gabby, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it. You can read all of Gabby Morangiello. I got that right?
Morangiello.
Okay, well, I was pretty close. All of her writings at the Washington Examiner. That's WashingtonExaminer.com. Have a good weekend, Gabby. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Bye-bye. You know, taxes are a big, big issue, and who's going to pay? And I don't know. Trump's very ambitious plan, but I'm just wondering when he says nobody, whether there's going to be nothing added to the deficit. I don't know about that. I'm kind of skeptical, but there will be lots of debate coming up. Hey, come on back with me. We're going to talk a lot more about, but you name it, I got it on the agenda. Immigration comes up next. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Go to my website at jimbrownusa.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free,
and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty?
This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Several examples in the news about how large corporations live by a different standard than do you and me. General Motors this week agreed to pay $900 million and enter into an oversight agreement with the Justice Department about how they handle the defective ignition switches in many of its vehicles. And if you haven't followed this General Motors scandal, it's just unbelievable. 134 people died in their use of a GM car, and how they died, there was a switch that didn't go ahead and let the airbags out, and there were a number of things involved with the car that GM knew about it. They knew about it for 10 years. They said, well, let's just don't say anything about it. Maybe there won't be that many accidents. And then they initially denied that that there were any problems they knew about, so they lied about it. And finally, when it became obvious that they did know all about it, then they came in and cut a deal with the Justice Department where they pay a big fine. No criminal prosecution of those who lied about it, who covered it up, who would not report the fact that people were being killed by the negligence of General Motors. And it's just appalling, just absolutely appalling what they did. Like I say, they are responsible for the deaths of over 134 people. My source on that is the Wall Street Journal. That's what they say. And so in any event, this double standard really stinks. And this Loretta Lynch, she's the new attorney general. She's making, you know, she's just Wall Street's too big to fail, and they get a slap on the wrist. Now you say, well, $900 million is a lot of money. To General Motors, that, you know, they make 6, 7, 8 times that in a year. And then here's what happens when you get fined. You get fined, and the only people that suffer are the, first of all, two groups suffer. One, the stockholders, because when you take a hit like that, the stock goes down a little bit. So stockholders take a hit, and then you and I take a hit. You see, they take that $900 million, that fine, and they'll deduct it off their income tax. And they deduct it, so that's less money that's in the treasury to pay for needs, so you and I have to pay more money in. You follow me? They're putting the screws to you and me, and they're doing it to their stockholders. So a $900 million slap on the wrist when you kill 100 or you cause the deaths of 134 individuals is just outrageous, just abominable. And shame on the Justice Department to making such a deal. It just does not make any common sense at all to think that this Attorney General, this gal Lynch, would go ahead and allow this corruption, is what it is, complete corruption, and to take place. So, and there's allegations. I think there are all kinds of allegations are still out there. But she just turned her head to it. Just no big deal. Just no big deal. Now we've got Volkswagen. It's not as quite as bad because nobody died. But there are federal laws to keep the carbon emissions from flowing, all the black smoke from flying out of your car, to have carbon monoxide controls on your car. And these are switches that are on your car that are put in every single car, all the cars we have, you've got to have in there. Well, the company installed a defeat device that overrode the carbon emissions because it was much cheaper to do that kind of thing. And, of course, the air just was filled with carbon right and left. And they admitted it. They knew about it. They admitted it. And they're very worried about the fact that they're going to get fined. Well, if they get fined again, their stockholders take a hit, number one. Number two, the taxpayers, you and I, get stuck because Volkswagen will just deduct any fine against them from their income taxes. They can absorb that very little and spread it over a period of time. It just ain't no big deal to them. They come out smelling like a rose, and you and I come out smelling like something else. So it's just abominable that the Justice Department and the Environmental Protection Agency would go ahead and agree to let these big corporations get away in some cases, outright death of 134 people and just massive violation of the law. Just shocking revelations that are taken with a slap on the wrist. It goes back to too big to fail. You know, you and I aren't too big to fail. You got a small car dealership, you got a mom and pop store, a cleaner's, a bakery, something like that. If you get into trouble, no one bails you out. You don't get a thing bailed out. But all these big corporations, these big banks, Citibank and Chase and companies like AIG, big insurance giants, they pour billions of dollars into those banks to keep them failing after they made the mistakes of giving loans that never should have been made in the first place. You see, they didn't use good judgment in the loans they made. They took some losses. That's what all companies are exposed to. You are exposed to that. I'm exposed to that. But we don't get bailed out by the government. We don't get some big check. And then we saw what happens in Wall Street. AIG, this biggest insurance company in America, gets something like $120 billion bailed out. They keep giving on their bonuses. And it was complete negligence, irresponsible, terrible business practices. They get their big bonuses, and they have these big parties, and it just goes on and on. They don't miss us a lick, not a lick. Boy, you and I get in trouble. We have to file bankruptcy and just take some huge hits. So thumbs down to Volkswagen. Thumbs down to General Motors. I drive a General Motors car. I've had all three, but I've only drive an American car. That's part of I don't follow anybody that drives a foreign car. Don't take this wrong. But I have basic premises that I live by. I joined the military when I didn't have to. I drive a GM car, and I fly the flag out of my house 7 days a week in my office 7 days. That's just me. That's just me. I'm no better than any of my listeners or anybody else out there. That's just something that I feel about that I do as expressing my views towards my country. And by the way, my country's not always been all that good to me. But in this instance, I stand behind my country. Country and drive an American car. But General Motors, shame on you, General Motors, even though I've driven your cars for years. Shame on you, Volkswagen, and shame on you, Justice Department and the Environmental Protection Agency, for cutting these deals of these companies who are involved in criminal activity directly violating the law. The top people who knew about these instances, that knew the ignition switches were bad, should be in jail. Their negligence caused the deaths of 134 people. Oh, would they put together a big fund together? We're going to pay these people off. So they just go away, and their loved ones are died or seriously injured. But we'll put up a fund where you don't have to worry about it. We're going to take care of you that way. They deduct the money from their income taxes. You and I get stuck with a bill, and no one you make the point, well, in some instances, it may be worth going ahead and crossing the law because you know not much is going to happen to you. So why not go ahead and violate the law if you can save money? You get away from it, you save billions. You follow me? That's their attitude. That's their attitude. And shame on the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch's Attorney General. Shame on the EPA for allowing this to happen. It's wrong. And where is the backbone of members of Congress to stand up and say, this is not right, we're going to put an end to it? So that's my minor rant here for this weekend morning to you. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Have some fun. Sign up for my weekly email alert. I'm going to put out all the time. We've still got, we're going to come back right now and talk about illegal immigration right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
In our program today, we talked about Donald Trump's rise, and one of the issues that certainly became the forefront of his success, if you will, we'll talk about that, is the issue of illegal immigration coming to this country. A large percentage of American voters say that immigration is going to be a key concern in how they vote in 2016. Peter Brimlow is my guest. He's editor of VDARE. It's an American he's the American foremost authority on issues of immigration. He's been involved in the immigration debate for a long, long time, former senior editor of Forbes and National Review. His book, Alien Nation, which you can find on our website at jimbrownusa.com, talks a lot about America's developing immigration disaster. Peter, welcome to our show today. Glad you joined us.
Thank you for having me on, Jim.
Give us a little overview, if you will, right now. We've been diverted somewhat from the debate by the immigration issues, migrant overseas, but Donald Trump has really risen on this issue. Let's go back before Trump. Was there this much underlying feeling of the immigration issue before Trump, or is this something that's been seething for some time? And I'm talking talking about the majority of Americans who feel like that we've gone way overboard in not protecting this country, particularly with the massive illegal immigration coming in.
Well, Jim, yes, you're quite right. It's been something that's been building for a very, very long time, like an earthquake, you know, like some kind of a seismic shift that's going to take place. Basically, 50 years, actually, yesterday, since Lyndon Johnson signed the Immigration Act of 1965 into law. Excuse me. And that triggered enormous flow. The problem isn't just illegal immigration. It's also legal immigration, which is running at over 1 million a year, unprecedented numbers of people coming into the country. And then after this legal inflow began, the government simply stopped enforcing the law against illegal immigration. And that has produced a parallel wave of illegal immigration. There's somewhere between 12 and 20 million illegal immigrants in the country now. Something like 50 to 60 million people have come in since 1965 in total. It's a situation where, you know, the country's been totally transformed. And yet you're not supposed to talk about it. Neither the left nor the right, or at least the establishment right, wants to talk about it. The left wants the votes, and the establishment right is basically a creature of big business. It wants cheap labor.
Yeah, that was the question I was going to ask you about. The GOP, the Republican establishment, seems to have ignored the issue. You think it's from pressure from big business who wants the cheap labor? Do you think there's a little defensive on all the illegal immigrants that are here going to vote against them? There seems to be just they've been burying their heads in the sand before Trump came along.
What the GOP is doing is suicidal. Because the way in which the immigrant inflow, the law works, it essentially, it's a very discriminatory law, actually, and it caused immigration to be reoriented towards the third world. So the immigrants who are coming in are predominantly non-white, and they're also relatively unskilled. And so consequently, they love government programs, and they come from countries that are socialist, like the Latin American sort. So it's very clear now that these people are not going to change sides to the extent that they vote Democratic. And that's the Democrats are counting on that. So why the Republicans are sticking with it is just simply extraordinary. And the only thing I can think of is it appears that the people who lead the party, like Boehner and McConnell and so on, are just totally short-term focused. They want to make a lot of money when they leave Congress. They're happy to live in gated communities, and they love these donations that they get. And they simply don't care what happens in a few years' time.
Well, I wondered. I can understand them. Yeah, I wonder about the other candidates running right now. You've seen why have they not? I guess Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz from Texas, has to some degree mirrored the Trump view on immigration. But I wonder why the other Republican candidates are shying away from it so much.
Well, you know, Jim, Vita.com. We've been following this very closely since 2000, 15 years now, and we watch every election, you know, with great interest to see if this issue is going to get into politics. And the answer is that, when Trump made his statement, which was actually very moderate, he simply said that some illegal immigrant aliens are rapists and so on, criminals, which is clearly the case. It did cause some of the other candidates to try and move in his direction, because they know this is a tremendously hot issue. But then they were stopped. The donors won't let them do it. The best candidate apart from Trump is Rick Santorum, because he's not just against illegal immigration, but he wants to see legal immigration cut back because of its impact on workers' wages, which is very serious. You know, incomes in this country have been stagnant for nearly 30 years, and immigration's got a lot to do with that. It's a question of supply and demand. If you have more labor, the price of labor goes down. Ted Cruz is very good on illegal immigration, excellent on it, but he always says he's in favor of more legal immigration, which makes no sense. I don't know if he'll stick with that. It looks like he's angling to, of all the candidates, he's the least critical of Cruz, which is very good. Scott Walker was actually very good. I was sorry to see him bow out. He had made noises in favor of amnesty when he was governor of Wisconsin, but then when he started to run, he said he was in favor of not just against amnesty, but he was also in favor of reducing legal immigration because of its impact on wage levels. So I was sorry to see him bow out. Trump's statement, you know, it's not just what he said when he declared, but he also put out an immigration policy statement. A lot of people say Trump has no details, but his policy statements are really compelling, and it was excellent. He worked with Senator Sessions, uh, who, senator from Alabama who's very good on this question. He wants to see legal immigration reduced, and he wants to end birthright citizenship, which, in other words, when you get illegal immigrants right now, if they have children here, those children are automatically American citizens. And
I never understood that. I mean, I don't consider myself arch conservative. I'm kind of a moderate. But I just never understood that, you know, if I go to France or Italy and my wife's pregnant and she has a baby and is born there, I don't expect my child to be an Italian citizen or a British citizen or wherever.
No,
I mean, most other countries don't allow anything like that. But if you bring that, even talk about that subject, you know, boy, you're some right-wing crackpot or something like that to a lot of the rhetoric out there. I'm surprised that much rhetoric.
It's bizarre, isn't it? And most countries don't allow it, and countries that did allow it, like Britain, for example, some common law jurisdictions have allowed it, but they stopped it because of this problem of illegal immigration, which is a relatively new problem. If you have illegal immigrants and they have children, then you're stuck, those children are citizens, and it's very hard, obviously very hard to deport the parents then. Well, it's not impossible, but it's obviously difficult and tricky to do. So, and it's all stemmed from a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment's purpose was to make sure that ex-slaves were not going to be denied the franchise. But it's been interpreted to mean that anybody born in the country should be a citizen. And it can be changed easily. It can be just redefined by statute, or it could be done by a constitutional amendment. Or some people can litigate it. But I have no faith whatever in the Obama Supreme Court. So I don't know.
Well, the Obama Supreme Court, but mostly appointed by Republicans. So, hey, Peter, one more question to you. National security issues, this what used not to be a big deal, but immigration really directly ties to our safety in this country. It's really appalling at the dangers we face with immigration, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, there's really no effective monitoring. And the real danger, the most dramatic danger right now, of course, is this great flood of Syrians that Obama wants to bring in, Syrian refugees. They're not really refugees because they have no intention of going home. They're just opportunistic immigrants. I don't know if you saw yesterday, Jim, but there was a case in Australia of an Iranian refugee who turned out to be a jihadist and shot a police station. It's very difficult to tell when people are going to go bad.
No doubt about it. Hey, Peter, I'm out of time. Thanks for being with us. Peter Brimlow's editor of VDare.com. You want to learn all about immigration and the problems out there, go to VDare.com. It's also on my website at JimBrownUSA.com. Peter, have a good weekend. Hope we can talk to you again in the future.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Jim.
Take care. Well, I'll tell you, Trump stirred up a hornet's nest with a debate. Now, you know how you agree about it. It's going to be a major issue coming up in this presidential election on both sides. Hey, going to take a pause right now. We still got one more segment to go. Lively discussion going on today. Hope you'll stay with us. Go to my website at JimBrownUSA.com, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is more than 60% water.
Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
This year, a federal judges in this country today, the trust for federal judges has dropped down to 50%. Only half of the American people have any confidence that the judicial branch of the federal government is fair and that they have faith that the system works. They just say it doesn't work. A huge drop. 2009, 76% felt that there was public trust in the judicial branch. Today it's dropped to 50%. An unbelievable drop. And I kind of wonder why. You know, I'm a lawyer. Don't practice much anymore, but I monitor the federal court system. Now, you've got problems in the state system. It seems like every week there's some new revelation about some federal judge who is completely off the mark in terms of what he does, his personal life, or crazy decisions that come down. I think that has a bearing on it. The U.S. Supreme Court is not in very much favor. If you're for Obamacare, rather against Obamacare, you don't like the court. Gay marriage stirred up a lot of negative within the court. There's some housing decisions, other decisions that certain people are concerned about the court being. Some say it's way too conservative. If you listen to that last portion of the show on V-Dare, Peter Brimlow's talked about the Obama court. They've been so much in favor of what Obama wants, they become the Obama court, even though a majority of the court's been picked by a Republican presidential Republican president. So kind of interesting that the trust is so long. One way I think to help, you know, we all love Judge Judy and all the judge shows on television. The Supreme Court does not allow any TV in the courtroom. And I don't understand that. I think the judges just don't want to be put under scrutiny themselves. C-SPAN's covered Congress is, what, 1979? And I don't watch it too much. It's pretty dull, quite frankly, as will be a lot of the Supreme Court decisions. But those watchers and members of the press and other watchdogs will watch it very closely. And they should. And I think it's definitely time to
legalize the television of the court proceedings. Only a few hundred people were in the courtroom here a few weeks ago when a number of major decisions took place, because that's all that can get in the courtroom. So I hope that our members of Congress will put additional pressure on the Supreme Court. They could pass a law saying all decisions by all activities by the U.S. Supreme Court have to be open and public and allowed to be televised. I think that would go a long way to increase confidence in the court. One of the knocks of the court says, well, you'll have a lot of lawyers grandstanding if they're going to be on TV. They don't do that in Congress. I know I argued the first televised trial before the Louisiana Supreme Court. It was a law that I had pushed as a public official involving drivers on the road, and I argued the case and had a former fellow, a senator at the time, argue on behalf of his clients, and it was a lively discussion. It was televised, but no one got, you know, grandstanded or anything like that. Very normal. You felt like you were kind of on the spot, like these presidential debates, the same thing. So the level of support for the federal judiciary is at an all-time low. And again, there are some factors to discuss involving some of the decisions by this court. You want to see a crazy court, come down to my part of the country. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is the appellate court for Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And I mean, these judges swear at each other, and it's almost like food fights in the court. The Democrats don't get along with the Republicans, and vice versa. They act like a bunch of kids, you know. The Fifth Circuit has been regularly censured by the United States Supreme Court for some of their outrageous activity, their decisions, and it's really a shame. It's an embarrassment to have the worst circuit in America right down in the Deep South, which we have down here. So all of those activities could be put in much better perspective, and I think you know, I'm not worried about the grandstanding from the from those arguing these cases. What I'm hoping for is more transparency from members of these courts that are making some pretty crazy decisions affecting all of our lives, your life and my life, and yet it's all done behind closed doors, and it should not be that way. Congress, hope you'll take note. I hope you folks talk to your Congress and say, open it up. Let those Supreme Court and all those court hearings be televised. That's the right thing to do. That's how it should be. I want to share a personal story with you about your life and dealing with those who are sick, who are under the weather, or those who have serious life-threatening complications. Maybe they have Alzheimer's. And I had a dear friend of mine that had Alzheimer's and probably did not hear anything I said when I went to visit him. And I went by a coffee shop on my way up to visit my friend, about an hour away from where my home was. And they said, what are you going to do today, Jim? And I said, well, I'm going up to visit my old friend. And I gave him the name. So, oh, we love him. He's one of our best friends. And we've loved him. He's a great guy. We're so sorry. And I said, why haven't you gone to visit him? Well, he wouldn't know who we were. Plus, I just don't want to remember him that way. I just feel kind of queasy. I don't want to remember him that way. Really disgusted me. And I maybe should have come on stronger in telling him my disgust to these gentlemen. They were friends of mine. I wasn't going to pass judgment on their activities. I really should have. Next time I see him, I'm going to tell him how disappointed I was in their attitude. So I go up and visit my friend. He's in a wheelchair. I walked him around the hospital home that he was in. And you know what I did? I just kind of remembered old stories about the two of us, or things in which he was involved in at the time. This friend had served in the military and had a distinguished career as a lawyer, and I had worked with him on several projects, and so I talked about him. I thought I saw a gleam in his eye, maybe even a slight smile, as I was talking from time to time. Now, maybe I was hoping for too much. Maybe he had no idea who I was, and he did not respond. He didn't speak. But he smiled, and we walked up and down the corridors. First of all, it was a great exercise for me as I was pushing his wheelchair. As I talked to him, I walked several miles in the hour or so I was up there with him. And then, you know, I said, I really enjoyed remembering some of these great events. I try to keep a diary and write things down. And in this case, I came home and made some notes about it. Because if I ever write my memoirs, I've written several books. You can find on my website at jimbrownusa.com. but when I write my memoirs, and I want to do so, I've got some great stories in me, some of the things we talk about here on the radio show, and I want to mention friends like him who at the end of their years fell into a state of physical or mental, not abuse, but physical or mental distance to where we couldn't communicate. Maybe because it's physical, but this is more mental. And we talked to those who were physically ailed and to those who had mental problems. I just reminisced and shared stories. And I hope I brought a little comfort to that person's life. I hope I did. I don't know because I didn't get the response. But you know what? If I never once got any physical response and it made no difference to him, it made a difference to me. Because I brought back in my memory things we did together, things he did, of which I'm very proud, things I wish I would have done. And it just got me thinking about what I should do in the future with others and how I be with my family, my kids and grandkids, and giving them some attention now of which they're fully aware. Because maybe one day I'm going to be like that, and I'd sure want them to be able to share their thoughts and stories and time. You know, that's how you spell, four-letter word, same, a four-letter word for love is T-I-M-E. That's your four-letter word for time. I wish I could go back in history and make up for the time I didn't spend with some of my loved ones. But it's an opportunity when you've got someone that's sick. I've had a couple of friends who passed away. I was with them, a dear friend who was in politics with me, very powerful politician, and I went down and visited with him, and he wasn't very responsive, and I kind of held his hand and talked to him, and he never responded. He passed away the next day. Well, I didn't waste my time. I was probably the last person that was with him. And it was a time for me to reflect and share our experiences and share our memories and to help me in my quality of life. And so anyway, I just share that with you. I'm not getting on a soap opera or the soap opera soapbox. But I hope when there's a friend in need along those lines, a phone call to cheer them up a little bit, a visit, a personal visit that can really make a huge, huge difference in their quality of life or hopefully helping them in some way if they can reach. And you don't really know. You're not sure whether you're getting through or not. You follow me? So give it a try. And again, I'm not preaching. I'm just sharing my personal stories and how friends passed up that opportunity and things I don't want to do in my later years and the long years I'm going to live. Getting ready to go get a workout here right now, get a good lunch. Look, I hope you folks have a great weekend. Sure glad you joined me in the Common Sense Show today. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. I'll be here next time, next week, same time, same station, to make some more common sense. Hey, have a great day.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roule. Let the good times roll. Yadi!
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.